The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed, Dinei Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Sifim Aleph, Duvav, Sif Aleph. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Shmam Moya Aleim, Shem Yuchadim L'Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the name alone shows that they're set aside and special for doing Tshuva on. L'chol Adam Mechuyev Oz Loshu B'Tshuva Shleim L'fnei Hashem Yisbach Shmai. Every Yid is Mechuyev to do tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaidem ba yom hagadol v'anoy yom kippur, before Yom Kippur comes. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, lifnei Hashem titaru, you have to be tahor, ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you your kapara on Yom Kippur. And even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said the other day that if a person should ask mechila before Rosh Hashanah from his friends, because why go into the din of Rosh Hashanah having those averis, get the mechila first, and then go into your din, but if a person didn't get mechila before Rosh Hashanah, or if chalila he did something wrong after Rosh Hashanah, he has to make sure to straighten it out by at least by Yom Kippur time. Always it should be straightened out earlier, even before Rosh Hashanah time. But if it was pushed off, certainly not to delay, and must be in a state where you can get a kapar from a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. In that man, it says in the pasuk, "Dirshu Hashem b'himatzai." Should seek Hashem when he can be found. Ramu Razal, Chazal told us, Elo Asar Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The time that Hashem is found and close, and the time that's more open for doing tshuva, is during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva that are between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Lachain, therefore, Tzach Ha'adam B'yomim Elu L'fashvesh B'ma'isav, a person has to analyze, look into his deeds at that time, L'ashub M'ma'isav Haroim, and do tshuva from his bad ways. The safek aver sicha yoise tshuva me'aver vadois. And someone that has a safek whether he did a certain avera, that requires a greater tshuva than someone who knows he did an avera for sure. Why? Ki yoise mischayet ha'adam kshu yodeh sh'asa avera mim eino yodeh. Because a person feels much worse when he knows that he surely did an avera, than if he's not so sure. So if a person really did an avera, he's really going to feel bad about it. He's going to do tshuva about it. If a guy's not sure, he might brush it under the rug. So therefore, he has to be more tshuva for a suffix avera because he really doesn't feel the pain and the anguish about it that much as compared to a regular avera that he knew he did for sure. L'chaim, therefore, carbon asham talui tzarech liyos yosi b'yoyke mikarbon chattas. Therefore, in the times of Beis Hamikdash, when someone did a certain aveira that was a suffik aveira, he'd chayav to bring an asham talui if it was a suffik chattas. But if someone did a vadai aveira that was chayav a chattas, he brings a carbon chattas. And so the carbon asham talui, that was a more expensive carbon, that animal cost more than the animal that had to be brought for a chattas. A person during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva should do more Torah and mitzvahs and more tzedakah, and he should do less of his business. Because of a Ramak Zal, the Ramak says, you should make these days like the Chol HaMoed in the meaning, you should only do malacha that you need to do. And you want to spend more of your time doing Torah and mitzvahs. Again, it's not a chiyuv more than it is during the rest of the year, but the Ramak is giving advice, not this, this is not brought down in all the paiskim, but it is a well-noted point. And more so, a person has to make sure to strain out issues that are between him and his fellow man. Because there's no kapara for that unless you return what you stole or wrongly withheld from the other person. And then you have to get appease him so that he'll be meichel you. Because even if you give back the money from someone, you stole money from someone, or you owed someone money and you didn't pay him, or he did a job for you and you didn't pay him. So besides that you have to give back the money, you can't get a kapar unless you give back the money. But more than that, you also have to ask him mechila, because you also caused him anguish and worry that he didn't have the money. So not only did you hold back the money, but you caused him tzar. So you need to not only return the money, but you also have to get mechila for the tzar that you caused him. Sif Beis. Roy le'adam she'isnaig b'yomim elu gam b'chumis she'enu noig b'em kol ha'shana. It's appropriate that a person during these days of Aser Shimei Tshuva should take on himself certain chumas that he usually does not do during the year. Because we also are asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should also do for us more than perhaps the din requires. So we also, we want to show we want to do more than the din requires. We even want to take on more chumas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in return should be Nisnaig with us, with Lefnim Mishras Adin, with more Chesed and Rachamim. Not Chalila that we're trying to trick HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're trying to say, oh, okay, we'll act good for these 10 days, we'll be on good behavior, and then we'll do whatever we want after we get the final Chesima on Yom Kippur. No, Chalila, that's not the case. If you look at the Rishalmi in Masechet Shabbos, which is the makar for this halacha, it says, Reb Chiya mafgid l'rav, Rav Chiya told Rav, if you can eat the whole year your fruits and vegetables, al taras hakodesh, that there shouldn't be tamei, so then achol, then you should eat it. V'loy, but if you can't, if that's just too much for you to take on and too difficult for you to handle, you can't sustain that a whole throughout the year. It's something that's not workable for you. So echol b'shiv you made the shabsa. Should eat during the 7 days of the year. And the Rav Yoh says on that, he has a Kabbalah that's the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So therefore, that we're taking on Chumas, not that we're trying to trick and show that, oh, we're so good, and then after the Gzer comes out, we're off, and we can go back into relaxed behavior. No, it's that there's certain things we can't perhaps do a whole year round. And so we're going to do at least this item during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and to show that we, you know, this is an amount that we can handle, and so we certainly, if we can handle it, we want to take it on. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Va'eichol kol ha'shana pas palta, and someone that eats the whole year pas palta, he eats bread that's baked by a commercial baker who's a nachri, lo yoichol b'yomim elu ki im pas yisrael. Then during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you should only eat pas yisrael, and is similar to that. The halacha pas yisrael is that things that are made from the five grains and are made into a dough, so those are things which are called pas, and there's different opinions whether you can have a commercial baker make those types of pas for you and eat it. However, many people are makel during the year. Many people are machmer during the year as well. But during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the minhag and Klal Yisrael is, even if you're makel during the year, not to be machmer on pas Yisrael from you have bread or these five grain products that were turned into a dough made by a yid, but rather the minhag is to be machmir and only have pas yisrael during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Now, pas doesn't just mean bread for this purposes. Like we said, it's any dough made from the five grains. So it would include cookies and cakes, danishes, pretzels, all these things that are made from a dough, and they're made from one of the five grains. Those would come under the realm of pas yisrael. When it comes to breakfast cereals, so most cereals are corn-based, or cornflakes, or rice-based cereals. Those aren't pas. That's not one of the five grains. But a lot of people ask, what about Cheerios type of cereals, where that's made from wheat, which is one of the five grains, and it's made into a dough. Some Paiskim say to, therefore, that one should not eat a Cheerios type of cereal that was not Pas Yisrael during the Sesame Tshuva. Other Paiskim say that Cheerios, number one, it doesn't really look like bread so much, but another reason why to say perhaps it's not applicable as a Pas Yisrael problem is because the way they're manufactured is it's not baked in a traditional fashion, like in an oven chamber type of process. Rather, there's hot air blowing on the Cheerios as it's being moved along the assembly line, and the hot air is basically just removing the moisture from the Cheerio. It's not a typical baking process. For that reason, there are Paiskim who say that you can be makel and have Cheerios during the Sesame Tshuva, and of course during the year, because it's not Pas Yisrael, but one should check their own Paisik. Now, for something to be Pas Yisrael, it doesn't mean that the Yid has to be involved with the baking process from start to finish. As long as he has some involvement with the cooking of the bread, then that's sufficient. So, for example, if the Yid turned the oven on, even though the rest of the process was done, the dough was all made and mixed and baked and put into the oven by a Nachri, as long as the Yid is the one who put on the oven, then that makes it already Pas Yisrael. It's not only that, but even if the Nachri put on the fire as well, but the Yid threw, the case in the Gemara, he threw a piece of wood into the fire, meaning he added to the fire. In our case, in our commercial ovens, if they're a gas, if the Yid raised the temperature to the oven, so that would also be similar to throwing in a piece of wood into the fire, and that would also make the bread deemed as Pas Yisrael. And certainly if the oven was hot and the Yid put the bread in himself, that certainly is Pas Yisrael as well. So sometimes you have a situation, people call up where the Yid was baking something that's considered pas in his oven. He put in some type of bread or something into the oven, and he turned on the oven, and then for some reason a housekeeper came and shut off the oven, and so the oven was, let's say, on 350 degrees and was cooking for a while. And then didn't start cooking even. It was just the bread was just put in, and then the housekeeper shut off the oven. And then the Yid came by, and the housekeeper noticed the housekeeper put back on the oven. And then they find out afterwards what all happened. That's still considered Pas Yisrael, because when the Yid put on the oven and it stayed on 350 degrees, even when the Nachri shut off the oven and it was only 5-10 minutes, or perhaps much longer, but the oven still was hot from the Yid's fire. So now that the guy put on the fire again, so since the inside chamber of the oven was still hot enough to bake bread, it was still, whatever, let's say 200 degrees in there, you know, it cooled down from 350 to 200, but the 200 was still enough to, 200 degrees is still enough to bake the bread. So therefore, we say that the Yid's involvement in the baking still was maintained, and therefore it's still considered Pas Yisrael. The kashrus agencies have a difference of opinion in regards to how do you take a big factory that there's no Yidden around there, it's all Nachrim, and how do you make a Pas Yisrael product out of that? So some kashrus agencies came up with an idea where they put a light bulb in the oven, and they have the mashkiach Yid who come and put on the light on the oven, the light bulb that's on in the oven. That light bulb remains on 24/7, and so therefore, whenever they bake throughout the year, some kashrus agencies want to call that product a Pas Yisrael product, because since a light bulb emits some heat, so that's very similar to throwing a piece of wood into the fire that's existing. You're just adding a little bit to the fire. So here too, you have some heat from the light bulb that the Yid turned on, and that's adding heat in the oven. Other major kashrus organizations argue with that and don't accept that, because they maintain that the light bulb, whatever you're putting in there for the heat, has to be able to have the ability to cook the bread if there was nothing else in the oven and no other flames in the oven. If you have an oven and the light bulb is on, could be on for 3 days, it's not ever going to cook that bread. You need to have something, when the Yid is adding something to the fire, it has to be something, some fire that that within that oven was is sufficient enough to do some cooking to the product. So some kashrus organizations say, well, you can't use a light bulb or glow bar, but they do then put in what's called a heating rod, which is strong enough and emits more heat where it can maintain the temperature in the oven chamber at least to whatever it is, 177 or 176, 200 degrees, something where it's of a temperature that can cook the bread even if there was no other fire present. And that, they say, is what's needed to keep a Pas Yisrael product. It should be pointed out, there's a difference between the chiyuv and hilchas challah, but when one has to take off challah, when a dough was made of at least 2.5 pounds, then between the halachas of Pas Yisrael, meaning if you buy a frozen pastry dough and that a nachmi made, so there's no chiyuv challah because the flour and the water was mixed when it was owned by a nachri. And now that you're buying some of that pastry dough, there's no chiyuv challah. However, since the product wasn't baked, if you bake that, that's Pas Yisrael. So even though there's no chiyuv challah, but you could still use that product during a Seshimei Tshuva, and it would be considered a Pas Yisrael product because you, the Yid, is the one who baked it, even though there was no chiyuv challah on it. And the opposite as well. If you had a Yid who made a pastry dough, and so then he's chayv and challah, and now if for some reason it gets into a Nachri's hand and the Nachri bakes that, that would not be a Pas Yisrael product, that would be a Pas Akum product because it was the Yid who actually did the baking, even though there was a chiyuv challah on that dough originally when it was first made. Sif Gimel. Some people in Birchas HaMazon have a minhag to say that should be benched for a Shana Tova, just like they say that Harachman by Rosh Hashanah. Not everyone has that minhag though. Sif Dalid. Matter Fine brings down that the minhag is not to make a chasana during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. They bring in the Paiskim. That's even the ones who have that minhag, that's only for a zivug rishon, that's only for a first marriage. But in a situation where it's a second marriage, so then there's no kapeda, one can do a second marriage during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Sif Hei. The Shabbos Shuva, Yesh Likreis L'Mafta Adam Choshev. By Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so the Maftir should be read by someone of importance because it's talking about doing Tshuva, and should have a person of stature representing the community for that. Sifvav. Yesh noigim she'ein mekadshin es halavona ad moitzi yom kippurim she'oz smeichem. Some people have a minhag not to say Kiddush Levana during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, even though normally we say Kiddush Levana the first Moitzi Shabbos, that's at least 3 days after the Moilad. But when it comes to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, some people have a minhag that they wouldn't say Kiddush Levana until after Yom Kippur is over, because that's when people are happy. People are too stressed out during Aseres Yemei Tshuva thinking about the Yom HaDin. And there's a special halacha by Kiddush Levana that we're supposed to do it at a time when we're besimcha. That's why it's done Moitzi Shabbos off usually, unless it was cloudy Moitzi Shabbos, and then you have to do it during the week so you don't lose it entirely. But it's not, you're supposed to be besimcha and happiness, and normally it's done Moitzi Shabbos. So here too, how could you be happy in besimcha when you know that you have Yom HaDin of Yom Kippur coming? So therefore, many people, and the general prevalent minhag is to delay the Kiddush Levana till after Yom Kippur. Mikaidim ayu bedaga, because before the people were all worried. Yeshayimim, and some say the adarabba, just the opposite. Toiv lekatcha kaidim, it's better that we should say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. Kedei lahaisiv b'schuyas, we should get more schuyas. We get the mitzvah of saying Kiddush Levana. We want every schus we want to come to Yom Din of Yom Kippur with. V'akol lefi hazman, everything goes according to the time. V'makom shematzi liknais esroigim, when someone in a place where it's Esroigim could be found, Lulav and Vadasin, as well as the other minim. Noigin anshe maisa liyazvizin makdimin liknois b'yamim elu. Many people people of note are eager, and they mark them and they buy the abaminim during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Kedei shetitztarif gam a mitzvah yikara hazois l'zchuyesenu. So we should have the mitzvah of purchasing Dal Minim to come help us for our zchuyas, just like we said by Kiddush Levana, that we want the zchus beforehand. So too, we should get the zchus of getting the Abba Minim, and that should also help us in our judgment on Yom Kippur. Some people, they say similar to the Kiddush Levana, they sort of say the opposite. Some people want to say that, you know, if I do more tshuva and I get a kapara in Yom Kippur, so I'll be zeiche to find a better esrig than I would have had I looked earlier, because now I'm a better person. I have less averes because Kadosh Baruch Hu is meichel avela, so I'll have more of a schus to find a better esrig. Different opinions on that. Kol tov.